blush spread over his pale, freckled face. He caught her staring and quickly looked away. Butch pressed a paper cup into her hand, and she drained the champagne in two gulps. She didn't catch the rest of what Roger was saying. Tiana Baggett approached and flung an arm over her shoulder and leaned her head against Conley's.
"Gonna miss you, girlfriend," she said, sniffling loudly. "I can't believe you're really gonna go and leave me behind. Who's gonna watch scary slasher movies with me now? Who's gonna rewrite my leads?"
Aside from Butch, Tiana, the Metro section's police beat reporter, was her best friend on staff.
"Come on, Tia, don't do this to me," Conley begged. "Look, you know as soon as I hear about an opening up there, I'll put your name in the hat."
Tiana sniffed again, extended her arm, and attempted to take a selfie with her smartphone.
"Oh, damn," she said, shaking it. "I've got no juice. Gimme your phone."
Conley pulled her phone from her pocket, extended her arm, and clicked off three quick frames. As she was shoving it back in the pocket of her jeans, she heard the distinctive bicycle bell ringtone, alerting her to an incoming text message. Tiana looked down.
"Who's the text from? Kevin?"
She looked hopefully across the room. She was the one who'd set them up and who'd accused Conley more than once of being heartless since the breakup.
"No."
Conley shook her head. "He won't even look me in the eye. It's actually from my sister."
"Grayson? The one you think can't stand you?"
"I don't think it. I know it.
Wonder where she got my phone number."
The text had a link to a Bloomberg Wire story. She tapped the link and read the first paragraph. Intelligencia, the trailblazing digital investigative news service, announced today that it will suspend publication immediately, citing the failure of a recent round of venture capital financing. Conley stared down at the sentence, her brain and tongue temporarily frozen. Beads of sweat popped out on her forehead.
"What's wrong? Did somebody die?"
Conley handed her the phone.
"Jesus hopscotching Christ," Tiana muttered. "Is this your sister's idea of a joke?"
"Grayson is incapable of joking," Conley said. "She lacks a humor chromosome."
"You think it's true?"
Tiana asked.
"About intelligentsia? I mean, if it were true, you would have heard something, right? Maybe it's just a rumor."
"Maybe."
"You should call that guy, the editor. What's his name?"
"Fred Ward." She pulled up the list of recent callers, but there was nothing from Fred Ward, nor were there any calls with the DC prefix.
"Conley, you need to cut the damn cake," called one of the sports writers.
"Yeah,"
another voice chimed in.
"Let's get this party started. I got a story to file."
She looked up, so many faces watching hers. She swallowed hard, fighting back against a wave of nausea swelling up from her gut, the champagne sour in her mouth.
"Just do it," Tia whispered.
Roger was holding out the pica pole, which was tied with a faded red ribbon. The pica pole was a quaint relic from another era, from the Marietta Street days, back when newspapers were physically laid out on drafting tables in the downtown composing room, instead of digitally designed in this gleaming, smoked glass box in a suburban office park. Conley took the stiff aluminum ruler and made a horizontal slash through the gooey white frosting, then another vertical slash, dividing the cake into quadrants. She handed the pole back to her editor.
"You do the rest," she said, forcing a smile. "I can't eat cake. I'm gluten-free."
His dark eyes studied her.
"Since when?"
"Give me a break," she said quietly. "Something's come up. Please."
"Okay, but see me before you take off, and I mean it."
While the staff clustered around the table, helping themselves to slices of cake and more champagne, she walked down to the ladies' room on the third floor. She locked herself into a stall and reread the story. Suspended publication. What did that mean? She found Fred Ward's name in her list of contacts and tapped his number. The phone rang once before clicking over to his voicemail. His deep, sonorous